All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we're back with more Eternum. I know you've been waiting for it, so let's get started. Well, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do a little briefing. According to Nancy's informants, the leader of a small group of bandits named El Coyote should be in possession of another Gem of Doom. If we manage to get our hands on two gems in such a short time, it'd be a huge hit for us. Hell yeah, let's get that bastard. What do we know about him? We know he's called El Coyote and that he's probably hiding in this server. Mm-hmm. But that's all. Oh, that's why we can't waste a second. We should split up and look for clues about his hideout or his gang around the town. Count on me. Alright, I'll go to the mines and see if anyone knows anything. Dahlia, you go talk to the sheriff near the station. See if we can get any info out of him. Consider it done! Calypso, you can go to the sheriff's deputy. I saw him behind his saloon just a minute ago. Engaging in conversation with the guardians of the law and order of this realm should be interesting. Grim, you talk to the bartender. He must have heard rumors from all over the town. Let's see if he can help us. Done. Alright, cool. We shouldn't delay this any further. Let's meet again here in a couple hours. Let's get this gem, girls. Can you ask the bartender to save one of the steaks for later? Promise him I'll be back and pay double. Sure I will. Thanks, Grim. Good luck on the mission. Be careful out there. We will. Wow, they all look so hot. How am I supposed to concentrate on the Gems of Doom when I have these three cuties with me? Seeing them looking like that, I can't even believe that both Dolly and Alex have their lips wrapped around my cock before. Almost feels unreal when I think about it. Man, I'd kill to have another go with them someday. And Calypso, I'd fight a dragon just to see her naked. With a royal status and distinct beauty, I'm sure it'd be unforgettable. Okay, let's go then. The three girls finish talking and leave the establishment. Jeez, I'm super turned on again. These few days away from them sure have taken a toll. Okay, focus, Grim. Stop putting your skill points in the horny and put them in intelligence instead. Focus on the gems. Focus on winning. I should probably ask the bartender to cancel the whiskeys, though. I don't want to have to drink them all myself. You hear the saloon doors swing open as the piano abruptly stops playing. Turning around. Huh? Fuck, are those Praetorians? What the hell are they doing here? Attention, players. All patrons of this establishment must immediately halt their current activities and take heed of our proclamation. An illegal, stolen artifact has been detected within this server. Your cooperation is now mandated by Ulysses EGCE Commission to swiftly recover the item. Time is of the essence. Hold on there, partner. You think you just saunter into my saloon and start threatening my patrons just like that? Get the fuck... I'll remind you that standing in the way of any Praetorian unit carrying out command-directed orders will face permanent excommunication. As previously stated, your cooperation is mandatory as this matter needs to be addressed immediately. Are there any others that wish to air their grievances? The item of our attention is a palm-sized cube-shaped artifact. One of our operatives will be stationed in the town center until this matter is concluded. Any assistance provided in solving this case will be generously rewarded. Do any of you have questions? Thank you for your cooperation. The two Praetorians leave the saloon. Holy fuck, Praetorians are on this server? This is not good. What are they looking for, Calypso? No, that's impossible. The founder knew she's with us. It wouldn't make sense for him to send them. And well, Calypso isn't a palm-sized cube-shaped artifact. What the hell is that about? I guess it'd be better if I just try to avoid them and go help the girls out there. It's not if I can interview the bartender anymore. A wild west town, a hidden outlaw, and three sexy girls. This promises to be fun. And possibly deadly. Okay, where should I go now? Black Ridge. Online players, 114 days since last shooting, zero. Got three girls, so we gonna go to one of them. This is where the chat would have really been helpful, because I could look over there on the other monitor and say, Grim, go pick this one! And I'd be like, okay. But since I can't see the chat, I'll just have to go with this. I'll get that working soon. Sure, I can get these two running at the same time. Not really using my PS3 right now. Yes, I still have one. So I could probably just... I don't want to do that live. I don't think you guys literally want to hear sounds of things falling and moving around in here while I'm trying to hook it all up. Yeah, especially since I'm in the dark. It would be a pain. Alright, we just won't do that right now. I don't even know how to do the two monitors thing. That would just be a lot of hassle. You guys don't want that right now. We can do it later. But alright, I'm gonna go with... Datton. So many people in here. Step right up, folks. Us Miracle Tonic will harden your dick faster than a horse can gallop. Hats and duster coats at half price. Buy your new hat here. Come on, old Terry's Brothel, gentlemen. We have the best ladies in all of Eterna. I feel like more players have arrived since I first logged in. Good luck trying to find Alex. Pooh! Ah! Can you stop doing that? Alex snorts, trying to hold her laugh. Why? Because it's funny. Oh yeah, hilarious. Laugh now while you can, Alex. I'll get you back one day. Beware! Sure, sure, I've been waiting since the last time you said that. Just wait. Anyway, cowboy, tell me, did you discover anything? About El Coyote? Nah, not yet. Praetorians are in the town, so I prefer to keep a low profile and not start asking questions to everyone. Oh yeah, I saw them. I don't know why they're here, but if we don't get in their way, we should be fine. In a saloon, they said they were looking for some kind of cube-like object. A cube, I wonder what that could be. No idea, but I doubt it's related to the Gems of Doom. Or to El Quixote, for that matter. Oh yeah, speaking of which, I got a promise to leave. My informant spilled the beans and said that El Quixote is, as we suspected, hiding out in this server. According to him, he stands out with piercing blue eyes and a red bandana always covering his face. Blue eyes and a red bandana, huh? That's good info. I think we should start checking out all the buildings until... Let me check this for a minute. I'm going to turn it down. There we go. Low. Alex suddenly stops talking and looks behind you. Huh? You okay? You gotta be kidding me. Are you seeing that guy over there? Under the mines ramp. Shit, a red bandana. Is that our guy? I don't know, but it's possible. Does he look like the leader of a gang to you? Or a Gem of Doom owner? He looks pretty normal to me. Well, not everyone has to look like a destroyer of worlds like Thanatos. I look pretty normal too, and I got two Gems of Doom. Oh yeah, fair enough. That's why you're the perfect holder. Most players wouldn't even bother looting you. Really? Do I look that amateur? You look like someone who just started playing the tournament today. A total noob. God damn it, I gotta get myself some flaming horns. The man turns around and disappears behind the wooden structure. Look, he's moving. Alright, this is our chance. We can't let him get away. We have to find out where he's hiding. It's highly likely he's not carrying the Gem of Doom with him at the moment. Gotcha. Stealth mode activated. Let's get him. You follow the man to a deserted area behind the mine. What's he doing? I don't know. Smuggling? That'd check out. Do we have a plan? I certainly don't. Should we knock him out? I mean, we don't even know if he's El Coyote. Fair enough. Okay, I have an idea. Enlighten me. We sneak up behind him, man. Shit. What the fuck was that? Hello? Shit, we're fucked. What the hell? I thought you're not supposed to have symptoms inside Eternum. I don't know, maybe I sneezed in the real world. Oh, my brain still thinks I'm sick. I don't know. What do we do? He's coming. For fuck, I don't know. If we start running, he'll see us and probably flee to another server. But if we talk him, we might be able to know... Excuse me. But if we attack him, we might never know where he hid the gem. Kiss me. I'm sorry. If he sees us here doing nothing, he'll suspect us. But if he sees us kissing, he'll think we're just a couple trying to find a quieter spot. What kind of fucked up plan is that? Do you think we're in some sort of rom-com or what? Well, if you've got a better idea, I'm all ears. I know you're there. Show up. You grab Alex and push her against the wall. Shit, was I too rough? I can never guess what Alex is thinking. Maybe we should. Alex grabs you by the collar of your shirt, pulling you closer until your lips meet. Almost without any conscious realization, you suddenly find yourself immersed in a deep, intense kiss. Hands up! Oh. Your lips smash against Alex's in perfect sync as she hungrily pushes back, tangling her tongue with yours. My God. She even lets out a soft moan when you squeeze her ass. Reluctantly, but with a lingering touch, Alex pulls away from the kiss, her eyes searching yours for reassurance. Whoa. Ahem. What are you looking at, weirdo? You want tickets to watch the show? Whoa. Take it easy, miss. I'm just here to sell grade one opium. I thought you were one of my competitors, or worse, the sheriff's deputy. Well, as you see, I'm neither. So get the fuck out of my sight. Hey, with pleasure. Have a nice day, miss. The dealer holsters his weapon and goes back to his business. Wow. That was the most intense kiss of my life. I wanted to make it believable. You certainly succeeded. I gotta give it to you. That was a good plan. Fast thinking. Nice job, Grim. Easily one of my best plans ever. I'd lie if I said I didn't enjoy every second of it. Didn't you? I enjoyed getting rid of that man so easily, yes. Even if he wasn't our man. Oh, it wasn't him? Nah, El Quixote is supposed to have blue eyes. And besides, I doubt he'd be trying to smuggle opium in a moment like this. He wouldn't expose himself like this. Oh, you got a point. We're back to square one, I guess. Seems so. At least I know how he's supposed to look now, though. If I find him around the... An intense chill runs down your spine. Are you okay? Turn around and spot a man with a child in the distance. Did you see that? See what? A man entered the building with a little boy. Can kids get into this server? They probably were NPCs. What, are there NPCs in Blackridge? Yeah, I think so. You know the whole goal of a tournament is to be as immersive as possible. There are usually some NPCs scattered throughout the servers like these to prevent the worlds from feeling empty. They can be interacted with, although they don't carry anything valuable and they can't harm players, so most people just ignore them. And in this case, I think they're limited to some ranchers between the main towns. I see. Although, I still have a bad feeling about what I saw. Can we go check it out? Of course. We have time. Much better, isn't it? It's a nice way to get away from the bustle of the town. Are you good now? Not too cold or hot? Good. I bet that farm must be hot during summers. Alright, promise is a promise. Let's play a game. You must follow my instructions, alright? Like a Simon Says game. Give me a moment to think. Turn around and touch your left ear with a finger. Ha ha ha, yes, yes. This thing is well worth its price. You can turn around. Good boy. You're such a good boy, did you know that? How old did you say you were? 9? You're very clever for your age. Okay, time for the second step of the game. I want you to... You punch the man with full force, propelling the man across the barn like a human projectile. What? Who are you? What were you trying to do with this kid, you fucking monster? Don't answer that. We both know what you were going to do, and I prefer not to hear it from your revolting mouth. This is not what it seems. He's not a real kid. Shut the fuck up. Let me explain it to you. But please, don't shoot. It's all about this. The man reveals a small blue box.
A thing?
Yeah, we've seen that before.
That's Linus' device from the party. The one that allowed him to control NPCs.
Now that I look at it closer, it weirdly reminds me of the box where Calypso was trapped when we found her too, just smaller. I don't think this is a coincidence. Perhaps Linus used technology stolen from Ulysses? Let me show you what this artifact can do. If I enter the ID number of an NPC, it gets linked to him, allowing you to control it. But if you rotate this thing again, it goes back to normal. Look! Where am I? Hey, don't worry, everything's alright. You fainted due to the sun, but we brought you here to recover. What's your name?
Jonas. Do you know where you live, Jonas?
I do. I live near Black Ridge. My father and I come to town every Sunday and Saturday to deliver vegetables and other supplies to the stores. While I was waiting for my dad, a man approached me and I don't remember what happened. That's when you came down with heat stroke. Do you want me to help you find your father?
No, I know where he is.
And you should hurry up. He must be worried about you.
Yes, thank you, ma'am.
The kid rushes out of the barn and runs towards the town. Shit, this artifact has to be the thing the Praetorians are looking for. Where'd you get this thing?
What?
I won't ask twice.
I bought it on the black market.
From who?
I don't know. Everything is done anonymously. The seller told me that they'd lower costs and offered it at only 85K.
85K? You paid 85,000 Eternals to use it on a child?
Oh, for fuck's sake, it's not a... Boom!
I would never do that... Boom! What's Eternum for if we can't fulfill... Boom! He's just a bunch of lines of code and... Boom! He once was. What the fuck are you talking about? We talked enough. Whoa, calm down, buddy. Boom! Okay, I get what I did was wrong. I see it now. I won't know. Boom! Once it has been linked, the artifact cannot be used with another NPC, but I can pay you. I can transfer you 500 Eternals right now if you let me go. Kill him! Boom! I can wire you 500! Boom! God. That was absolutely repulsive. I think I'll have to take a moment to collect myself in the saloon before continuing the mission. I really need to get rid of that nasty taste in my mouth. Well, we already know plenty of despicable people play this game. It's not a surprise. I know, but still seeing it firsthand still hits you. Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm glad you killed that sick motherfucker. I know it won't change much in the real world, but at least he got what he deserved. Should we loot the body? If the artifact is what the Praetorians are looking for, I wouldn't touch anything. They'll find the corpse at one point or another. Hopefully they'll see he still has all his inventory with him, confiscate it, and leave the server.
Yes, that's probably best. Do you want me to come with you to the saloon? Nah, don't worry. We still have to find this damn coyote guy. You sure? Will you be okay? Of course, I just needed some time to compose myself. Alright, try thinking of good memories to recover the good mood. It usually helps me. Such as, I don't know, the last swimming competition you won, you getting your first apartment, the feeling of the wind while you ride your bike, that passionate kiss we had just a few minutes ago. Yeah, the feeling of the wind when riding my bike is definitely a great, great suggestion. Thank you, Grim. I already feel better. Always happy to help. Take care, Alex. I'll come find you if I discover anything. Mm-hmm. See you later, Grim. Sometimes it's easy to forget how many sick bastards there are out there. I guess this is another big reason to get the 10 Gems of Doom. Whatever this world is, if we really get control of it one day, many things are going to change, that's for sure. Dahlia. Damn. The sun really is merciless here. Let's go back to the southern accent. Damn, the sun really is merciless here. The train has to feel like an oven. Somehow I doubt it has air conditioning. Ah, oh, you're such an incompetent motherfucker. Ah, oh, I know that voice. And I know that ass, too. Hey, Dahlia. Oh, hi, Grim. What are you up to? You need any help? Well, maybe. I was trying to talk to the sheriff of the town, but he turned out to be an incompetent drunk. I heard you, you know. Bite my ass. Hey, damn, kids have no respect anymore. So yeah, he doesn't want to tell me anything about El Coyote, even if he does know something. He wants us to pay. Let me talk to him. Maybe I can convince him with my persuasion techniques. Sure, suit yourself. Good morning, sir. Hip, Martha. I told you I don't know anything about those crusty socks. What? Oh, wait, you're not Martha. Well, what you do you want, boy? You make a snapping. Yikes, rest stinks of alcohol. Are you seriously the sheriff? Pip, what, those eyeballs just for show or something? Look here, I'm a shiny precious and read, boy. Sheriff. Yeah, I see it. Well, he clearly chose the best man possible for the job. Oh, that's very sweet of you. Well, thank you. Anyway, we were looking for a dangerous criminal that might be hiding in your town. It goes by the name of El Coyote. Why, yes, I know where one of his folks is hiding. Cody himself might be there, too. Oh, excellent. Where is he? Yeah, I bet you'd love to know, wouldn't you? Throw 150 turtles my way and I'll tell you. What? But you're the sheriff. Shouldn't you be the one paying us to catch a criminal? Hey, look, boy, they say crime doesn't pay, but I don't tell you that the law don't either. That whiskey ain't gonna refill itself, you know. So, 150 of the big bucks, or El Coyote and his folks are gonna keep winning this game of hide and seek with you. You gotta be the worst sheriff ever. Yeah, I get that a lot. Jeez, this guy's a piece of work. No wonder outlaws can hide in his server without worrying. I guess we'll have to bribe him. It's too good of a lead to let it go. Yeah, I guess. You want to play for it? Loser has to cough up the cash. Oh, there's the Dahlia I know. You always up for a chance to compete, huh? Alright, I'm in. Let's go for a classic game of rock, paper, scissors. Loser pays the bill. Rock, paper, scissors? You sure? Don't you prefer a game that relies less on luck? Look, there's no luck involved here, Grim. Rock, paper, scissors is a game of mental agility where deciphering your opponent's intentions is the essence of the game. It's a battle of wits, my friend. If you say so. Alright, rock, paper, scissors it is then. Best of three? One round, all or nothing. Fine with me. Okay, you ready? On the count of three. One, too. Piper. Three. Ah, both did Piper. Oh, tie. Again? Again. One, two, three. Oh, damn. Piper covers rock. Falls victory. Told you, Grim. Battle with... No, we ain't fit to do that. Scissors. Scissors cuts Piper. Damn it. Sorry, Dahlia. It's a battle of wits. You never stood a chance. One day I'll have a bit of luck on my side. Just a tiny bit. But anyway, fair and fair. I pay. Handling the loss like a true sportswoman, Miss Carter. That's because I did not have the Eternals to give that man what he needed. Now let's talk to this drunkard. Okay, here's your money. 150 Eternals. The information better be worth it. Oh, sweet, sweet. Thank you so much, kiddo. This I'll be able to buy some new fancy gizmos for the office. I made a couple bottles of whiskey to celebrate it. Two or three. Or four. Life's long. Gotta have enough to last. Or perhaps five. Life is short. Drink while you can. The info. Oh, okay. Why such a hurry? Jeez. Let me remember. El Quixote had this big man in his gang. Boom. Strong guy. Nice fella. He loved the fish. I really, really loved it. So one day he found this old cabin near a pond and bam, he decided to camp there all the damn time. If he's in a tournament, you'll probably find him there fishing away. And El Quixote could be with him? See, hit, seems likely. Good hiding spot, that's for sure. You gotta ride your horse through the Red Ridge, you know, for like solid 2 whole hours. What? 2 hours on horseback? Yep, that's what it's saying. Well, we should be on our way then. You're welcome. I didn't say thank you. Oh, if you hit, see my deputy, could you tell him to bring me some tobacco from the general store? They went there to collect some taxes or something. Pay me 150 Eternals and I'll tell him. Well played. Well, that's quite the ride, that's for sure. Yeah, it is. I'll go get a horse and be on my way. Alright, let's go. I'll go alone, don't worry. Nah, you won't. I want to go with you. Seriously, don't worry. Come on, 2 hours riding alone's got to be boring. It'll be more fun if we go together. I want to do this with you. Well, if you insist, okay. I'll go round up a couple of horses. This is a long trip, so maybe you should go see Alex and Calypso and need any help before we leave. Sure, that sounds good. Meet me at the chapel in the southern part of town after you're done. I'll be there. I'll bring some water for the trip, too. Sounds good. See you now. Okay, where should I go now? You surveyed the surroundings and quickly spot Calypso sitting on one of the benches behind the saloon. There she is. Not the hardest girl to find. That hair of hers stands out like a lone tumbleweed in the middle of the desert. Sitting next to her. Be careful, princess. Those things are deadly. I find the workings of this device to be remarkably ingenious, I must say. Humans from my realm who cannot wield magic are limited to longbows or crossbows. It seems to be much more precise and fast. There's nothing. You should see the things we created in the present time. If there's one thing us humans are good at, it's killing each other. Ha! I must agree with you there. I've never seen any other race engaging in more internal conflicts, not even the dwarves. Where'd you get it from, by the way? I replicated the one the deputy was wielding. Oh, so you found him already? Indeed, he mentions that having business to attend to at the neighboring establishment, and he said he would answer my questions thereafter. I was waiting for him to come out. Nice. I see you quickly got the hang of things around here. You almost look like a local already. You'd adapt to our world pretty fast, I'm sure. Of course, humans are simple and their intricacies banal. Although some of them pique my curiosity, I must admit. Ah, yeah, elven princesses do pique my curiosity as well. One particular elven princess, to be precise. I even dreamt about you the other day. Oh, really? I very much hope there was no indecency in that dream.
Not at all.
Unfortunately. In that case, I'll allow it despite its impropriety. Thank you for letting me dream, my princess. Your generosity knows no limits. Well then, enlighten me. What occurred in this dream of yours, and what role did I play in it? Well, technically it wasn't a dream, more like a hallucination. We call it a bleeding case. I saw the inn where you've been lodging in Ichabar, and you were there with the innkeeper. He asked you to pay, and then you got all mad and threatened him with your lightning magic.
It was pretty funny.
So reminiscent of actual events? Something similar happened? Do you have trouble with the innkeeper? Yeah, he disrespected me, and I had to remind him who he was dealing with. Then you appeared out of nowhere, but left using vanishing magic without giving any sort of explanation. What? I don't have any vanishing magic. When did this happen?
Several moons ago.
Several moons ago? Could I have been falling asleep wearing the e-suit and visor again?
No, that can't be.
I was on my way to Luna's uncle's house. I didn't even have them with me.
Nah, it's impossible.
You must be mistaken for the time I went there with Alex. No, you were alone. You said... Shit, did those gunshots come from the store where the deputy is?
I believe so, yes.
Maybe he's in trouble.
Perhaps with the man you're looking for?
El Quixote? Fuck, could be possible. Let's take a look.
You enter the store and find the sheriff's deputy with his hands up. Is there a problem, sir?
Oh, there definitely is a problem. This man's trying to rob me.
I'm not robbing you, you dumbass. You've been renting this space for your store for a while now, and it's about time you paid your property taxes just like everyone else.
First you steal our lands from us, and now you want us to pay you for utilizing it. Over my dead body. Do you know how long my ancestors have dwelled in this area?
Cut the shit, Brandon. You're from Queens.
You're offending my Uamapoke roots. It's not even a real tribe.
Okay, hold your horses. The deputy is right, Brendan. And threatening a law enforcement officer is a crime punishable by hanging. Let's not do anything stupid and settle this thing like the gentlemen we are, shall we?
You'll pay your taxes, but the deputy is going to be a kind-hearted soul and give you a couple more weeks to gather the money. Now that we have ourselves a deal...
And I want a 20% discount.
What?
20%. Call it reparations reduction. Otherwise, I'll start blasting.
Okay, fine. Just lower your gun already, would you?
An excellent deal. Excellent. I can already feel the warmth of my ancestors smiling down on us.
Wasn't so hard, see?
Idiot.
Thank you for your help, citizen.
No problem, sir.
And nice to meet you. My name is Grimm.
Tony Mack, I'm the sheriff's right-hand man. How can I help you today?
We're looking for an outlaw called El Quixote. He's in possession of an item we need.
Oh, that bastard and his gang have been giving us problems ever since I arrived on this server.
I know where he could be hiding.
Wow, really? That'd be helpful.
Come with me to the sheriff's office. There's a map there somewhere. If we manage to find it between all the whiskey bottles that man leaves around the place.
Thank you very much.
May I ask something?
Sure thing, ma'am.
Saw a lot of cattle in the town, unprotected. Is there no risk of dragon attacks in this area?
An excellent question, ma'am.
Is it?
You must be new to Eternum. There's no dragons on this, sir.
No magic or fantasy elements either. I'll give you a quick summary if you want.
Oof, that was close.
If you're worried about dragons, I sell a very powerful repellent, ma'am.
Don't try to scam us, asshole. And put that thing down before you kill yourself.
Do you smoke? I sell the best tobacco in all of Black Ridge, too.
We don't want anything. And where'd your accent go? Did you suddenly forget your Uamapoke roots?
You son of a bitch! I told you, you could have hit someone.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Calypso, are you okay?
Oh, thank God.
happened? There was an accident. This idiot fired his gun by mistake and he hit the deputy. You have to use your magic to get rid of the mess. Oh, I guess you can only get rid of the stuff on your clothes. Wow, neat illusion. You better shut the fuck up. I'm covered in the blood of a peasant. My pure and sacred skin is ruined. I have the fluids of a low-born plebeian on my face. Okay, let's just calm down. I know what to do. This isn't my first rodeo. First of all, the sheriff can't know about this, so let's keep our mouths shut, yeah? Secondly... Okay, I remember seeing a hotel offering bath services above the saloon. I could take you there. Yes, please, I need to wash this filth off me immediately. Please help me. Don't worry, princess, you'll be as good as new after this. I bet that bathroom is going to look like heaven on earth. Follow me. What is this? What sort of sorry excuse is this? Their deluxe bath service, I guess? Deluxe? How can they call this deluxe? Does this word have another meaning in your world? Come on, it's not that bad. Not that bad? My pet unipony used to have a bigger pole than that, and much cleaner. But it's still got what counts, hot water and soap. And you hear that? You get yourself some relaxing background music from the piano player in the saloon below. This place just keeps getting better and better, if you ask me. Okay, I can do it. I have endured worse challenges. But I need you to stay and protect me while I bathe. Oh, you want me to stay here with you? I mean, yes, but do not allow your head to become filled with any strange or perverted ideas. No, not at all. I'm just honored. Oh boy, am I going to get to see Calypso naked? You must face the wall during the entire duration of my bathing. If you dare to turn around, I will obliterate you as I did with the store owner. Oh, goddammit. Well, I guess I can wait right outside the door if that's the case. No, you need to be in here. This place is absolutely barbaric. In the short time I've been in this town, I've seen 4 people meet their death already. I'm pretty sure you could defend yourself from any possible danger without my help. Bathing is a sacred and cherished time for my people. It's not merely a physical activity, but a cherished ritual. We connect with the elements and purify our body and spirit as we step into the gentle embrace of the water. I cannot hear the melody of nature if I have to constantly worry about possible assailants. I see. But as exciting as spending 20 minutes facing a wall sounds, I'd rather go help Alex or Dahlia. Alright, I guess you have a point. I don't need you. Go help Dahlia and Alexandra. I'll meet you all again after I'm done here. Sounds good. See you then. Enjoy your bath, princess. Okay, where should I go now? Well, actually, I think this is a good stopping point, because we're actually a little bit over. I started this about 12:20, and it's almost 1 o'clock, so we went about 40 minutes over. But that's fine, guys. I don't mind. There was a lot of interesting stuff in the server this time. So, all right, we'll see you next time with more Eternum on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I'm out.